In the center, it's got a pen in it. It's got dogs. It's got wagon dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it slips in a cup like that. That
mm-hmm.
boat, I mean, the, I got that already. Come back to the tongue, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the tongue dog said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you got a wagon, back a wagon,
mm-hmm.
with that coupler pole in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that pin go through that bolster, and then my guide goes back that way, one that way, and then it comes up to the dog on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And your tongue slipped in the dog. It made sharp, come out sharp that way. And then you drop that pin in there, and then that's what the center fruit is what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That right, Miss Wilson? It ain't right. No.
What is this? Here is the thing that the coupling pole goes through.
What?
The coupling pole goes right on up here to the front.
Yeah, you got a pin in there too.
Thing.
Rocking boat.
And there's this thing that comes from the wheels like here to this cup here in the coupling pole. That is to keep the wheels. Now what's that called? That's to keep the wheels.
Oh.
Forgot. What about them?
Okay.
When you have the thing that comes between your horses, when you have
that's a tongue.
Uh-huh. What about in a
buggy? If it's a double, two. If it's
you
a double buggy, that's a tongue too.
Uh-huh.
But if it's a single
it's
horse,
shaved.
It's shaved.
Uh-huh.
That's always two shaved. One with two horses
mm-hmm.
shaved.
And there's a single wagon, what we call a single horse wagon,
mm-hmm.
and a double horse wagon. Well, what we've been talking about. Trying to get it straight
see,
back to
breast cloth, breast chains, that works
double wagon,
look,
the double horse.
You see them hames up there, it's got a ring on both sides, and them breast chains working the chain on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You hook that up in there on each animal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Each side's got a chain, a big ring in it, you run the breast chain through and hook it on the hames of the horse. Well, each one of them got one. Tongue. Well, you see, you were talking about the collar out there yesterday. Well, back in them days, they used breast drops for buggies, and then used buggy collars, you know. And then when they had the little, pretty little steel hang for the buggy, the light, you know, and the steel. Well, some of them had straps all the way. Some of them had buckheads on them, like I showed you.
Yeah.
Well, you see, all you do is have a little piece of chain on it. Just hook it in the buggy
mm-hmm.
and then buggy strap.
Yes.
But on the breast strap, that was a breast strap all the way
mm-hmm.
from his shoulders back to the shaft. You know?
Mm-hmm. What about if you wanted to chop a log? Have you ever seen anyone drive two stakes in the ground and make an X shaped thing?
Yeah.
Like this? Do you remember what they call that?
I can't call
you put the log in it to saw the wood when the one but one sawing, you know, and you didn't want the pole to roll. Horse.
Wood horse. That's what.
Wood horse.
Wood horse.
Uh-huh. What about when you had an A-frame thing? You'd use for if you want, you'd need two of these, and you'd put a board between them. You know, something like that.
It's called horses.
Uh-huh.
That's called
horses. Working, what you work
that's what
with, you know, where you put your timbers to saw, to put your timbers on to saw.